Christ.
As we have heard in the first reading, God said to Abram that his name would be changed into Abraham. And what I have heard, Masud, your name also will be changed from Masud to Behram. And I think that there are some similarities between you and Abraham. First of all, I think that your homeland lies, if we look at map, very near to the land of Abraham. Very near from that land. From that land, Abraham went out to reach the promised land. Today, in this celebration, dear Masud, you are going to enter the promised land and possess it, the promised land of everlasting and unchangeable covenant with God, your Father, the God of the Son, and the God of the Holy Spirit. Promised land, I mean a home that can never be taken away from you wherever you live, wherever you might live. Because if we are with God, wherever we are, we are at home. Everywhere is our homeland when we come into the church and can receive the Holy Communion from this altar. The sacraments of baptism, confirmation, and Eucharist will make you child of God, and they will grant you supernatural faith, hope, and love. These sacraments tell you that you are God's child. You are in His hand. This grace will allow you to understand and to feel in your heart very deep what Saint Paul meant when he wrote to the brothers and sisters, the fellow Christians in Rome. As we have heard, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but handed him over for us all, how will he not also give us everything else along with him? The Lord is going to do great things for you, and we are filled with joy, as we have heard in Psalm. You are also to be confirmed. The confirmation is the outpouring of the Holy Spirit with His gifts. And that sacrament will make you not only the one who receives graces and gifts and gifts from God, but the one who gives, who is a witness, who remembers what Jesus said to the apostles and to you. Is going to say to you, Masud, what we have heard in the Gospel. Go, dear Masud Behram, into the whole world and proclaim the Gospel. Yes, it's not a mistake. In spite of the fact that you are not a priest, not a monk, you are also, called to proclaim the good news, especially to the people from your culture and your land. This is a wonderful and very challenging task. I'm aware of it, but you can do it, and you can become as Abraham, the father in faith for some people. And this is a great vocation. Dear Masud, I'm very glad that we will be able to call you in some minutes, in some moments, with the entire truth of the word that you are our brother in faith, our co-worker in proclaiming the good news. So, may God bless you. Amen.